WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more stoic life. And trust me, that doesn't mean being all gloomy and introspective. It's about building that unshakable calm confidence, you know? The kind that lets you navigate the chaos of life with grace and resilience. Now, we all crave that inner peace, right? But sometimes, life throws curveballs, leaves us feeling overwhelmed, and makes it tough to appreciate the good stuff. That's where gratitude comes, and it's like a superpower that shifts our perspective, reminding us of all the amazing things we already have. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating gratitude through mindfulness and reflection. Ever feel like you're caught up in the whirlwind of everyday life, constantly chasing the next thing? We're going to learn how to hit the pause button, slow down, and truly savor the little moments that bring joy. Here are five key takeaways to get you started on this gratitude journey. First things first, mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about being present in the moment, fully engaged with what's happening around you. Think of it like tuning into your senses, really savoring the taste of that cup of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or noticing the sound of birds chirping. By actively paying attention to these everyday experiences, you start to appreciate the beauty in the ordinary. Next up, make gratitude a daily practice. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, just take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. Big or small, it all counts. Maybe it's your supportive family, a hilarious meme that made you laugh, or even a delicious meal. Write them down in a journal, share them with someone you love, or simply keep them tucked away in the back of your mind. The key is to make gratitude a conscious effort. Speaking of making it a habit, try incorporating gratitude into your daily routine. Say thank you more often to the barista who makes your latte just right, to the cashier who helps you find something, or even to a friend who listens patiently when you're venting about your day. Those little acts of appreciation can go a long way in shifting your mindset and creating a ripple effect of positivity. And remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about acknowledging it and choosing to focus on the good. You know that feeling when you've had a rough day but then something unexpected happens to brighten your mood? That's the power of gratitude in action. It helps us find silver linings even in the most challenging situations. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, everyone has ups and downs, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. Practice gratitude for your strengths, your resilience, and your journey. You're doing great. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to work, feeling frustrated and stressed. But then, you notice something, the sun is shining through the trees, casting beautiful patterns on the road ahead. You take a deep breath, appreciate the warmth on your skin, and realize that, even in this frustrating moment, there is still beauty to be found. That's the magic of cultivating gratitude. It helps us find moments of peace and appreciation amidst the chaos. It shifts our perspective, allowing us to see the good even when things are tough. So, what can you take away from today's episode? First, remember that mindfulness is your key to unlocking present moment joy. Second, make gratitude a daily practice. Write it down, share it with others, or simply hold on to those feelings of appreciation. Third, infuse gratitude into your everyday interactions. Say thank you more often and notice the little things that bring you happiness. And lastly, don't forget to be kind to yourself, cultivate self-compassion, and remember that every day is a new opportunity to practice gratitude. Now, go out there and make it a grateful one. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this episode. Share your stories, your reflections, or even just a simple thank you in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of The Stoic Life, because building that calm confidence starts with one step at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.